Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
As a kid, I grew up admiring the street corner, the thugs, the drug dealers. I wanted to be like them, and that included getting locked up, getting the respect of others. So that was as far as my dream went. My father, however, had different dreams for me. He always asked me to study and get an education and get good grades, and he would be happy. And he told me, if you work hard and get an education in this country, you can do great things.
That's the voice of student Angel Sanchez, who we heard about at Valencia College during our Community College Challenge series. His struggle and his success is perhaps a small story in the scheme of things. A gang member in his teens, which led to being locked up in an adult prison at 15, and by 16, he was facing 30 years for attempted murder. That was then.
Today, my dreams are to go to a selective top Ivy League law school, to become a top advocate on social justice issues, impact others like me, impact others who have not encountered someone like me, and most importantly, impact the family that I hope to have.
When you say you actually embraced prison as a way of getting ahead, yes. Was that the pecking order in your community? That it wasn't about graduating from high school, it was about getting a prison record.
Certainly. I remember being in middle school, and those who had gotten arrested maybe for joyriding in a car, they would do 21 days in juvenile, and when they would come back, they would be the middle school celebrities. And so, for lack of better words, it's a life course where being incarcerated, having encounters with the police or rival gang members or fights become a rite of passage. And so, yeah, it was something that no one wants, but I'm willing to take, and then definitely carrying the badge once I return to the community with it.
So what moment possibly turned you around? It's one thing to say, it's kind of a bad world where there's no opportunities, and then somebody comes along and says, oh, here are some opportunities, and you turn yourself around. But for you, the opportunities were going to prison.
Yes, certainly. I mean, and not only were there the opportunities were to go to prison, that became the reality. By the time I was 16, I was tried as an adult, and I was on my way to the adult prison system in Florida with a 30-year sentence and a ninth grade education. I ended up getting a GED, and when I did, I was really proud of it. It made me feel very different about this academic achievement, and partly because it was something I had to give my dad, something I had to show my father, who was an elderly father who raised me on his own while my mom battled the lifelong addiction with drugs. I had something to show, and this was better than the 30-year sentence I had earned, and I knew he would pass before I got out. So I had that to give to him. I got a job in the law library as a law clerk trainee, and I think that was the turning point for me, because when I got in there, I looked for the officer, and there was no officer around. We were entrusted, and I quickly learned that I had a passion for law and a knack for it, and so I think that became a turning point where I said to myself, if I ever get out of prison, I want to go to college, and I want to become an attorney. I want to be involved in law. And I want to use that to become socially involved and an agent for change.
You know, a lot of people would say, you're all fixed. You were in the terrible situation. You got yourself out. You had some help with other people. And now you're on your way. What relevance does your story have to other people?
I honestly don't feel like I've arrived at all. And I would say that just as a point to note is that if I am fixed in any way, much of it wasn't because of the system I was in, but was in spite of the system I was in and the obstacles I encountered. But once I got out, I had to make a decision. Where am I going with this? And I understood that if I went back to my old neighborhood, I would be walking into a revolving door back into prison. And so I decided I needed to start life somewhere else. My sentences eventually were vacated, and I was resentenced to 15 years in Florida State Prison, of which I served 12 years and 4 months. And the decision then was, where do I go? And so I wrote to homeless shelters in the Central Florida to South Florida area, and the Salvation Army of Orlando responded. And then I looked for the local community college. And to my shock, they responded back. And not only did I get a catalog with an explanation of the programs they had, I got a note saying, come see us when you get out. And that to me was a solidifying moment when I said, okay, I'm starting fresh somewhere else, homeless, and going to a community college in Orlando. They allowed me to enroll in college with a part-time job. And then I got a job in Valencia as a financial aid specialist, finally graduating from Valencia as a 4.0 student with both an honors Associates of Arts in Leadership and Associates of Science in Paralegal Studies. You know, those were some of the challenges that continue to happen. And then today, I will be honest with you, despite having a 4.0, despite having these dual degrees and being a Cook Scholar, I was challenged by many of my friends and encouraged to look for out-of-state top-tier schools. But I also knew that I have only been out 36 months. And if I go somewhere else new, not everybody would be so supportive of me and my journey. And so I knew that I didn't want to reinvent the wheel somewhere else, because that question of my past had already been asked and answered with the things I was doing today. And so I wanted to stay in the local area and connected with the faculties from the University of Central Florida, who actually made it an effort to come see me at Valencia College. Unfortunately, because of my convictions, I could not get accepted. The admissions process has a caveat that if you've been convicted and happen to be on probation, you need to have at least half of it completed. And for me, I had 3 years, 36 months in on 10 years. So I decided, well, let's get in front of the judge. Let's get it back into the division that sentenced me and tell them I'm having this problem. Would you reduce the probation from 10 years to 6 years so I could meet the university's acceptance requirement? And the judge said, I'm not going to reduce your probation, Angel. I'm going to terminate it outright. And then afterwards, the judge reached out to me and said, I heard you want to go to law school. Whenever you're ready, you could be my intern. I went from a defendant in that courtroom to an intern in that courtroom with that judge and spent the entire summer there before even arriving into the university. So once I got here, I went into the Honors College, had a judicial internship under my belt, and great relationships with the judges in Miami.
What do you think is the cause of so many people not graduating and so many people not taking advantage of the opportunity of education?
Most people cannot be or want to be what they cannot see. I remember the advisor that told me about the Jack Kent Cook Scholarship. I said, I have no clue about it. I just plan to get an associate's degree and be a paralegal. I don't think I'm bachelor's degree material. And she's like, no, I think you are. And when she continued saying, she said, this is the most prestigious scholarship for transfer students at a community college. The moment she said prestigious, she lost me. I said, then it doesn't apply to me. I'm not prestigious material. She's like, I see it. Let's look at the application, and I want you to think about this for the next year and try to fill in the blanks for those things. Focus on that. And in doing that, I ended up becoming a better me and also looking for ways to contribute to others and develop the passion for helping others, which is something you'll find that's very common in Cook Scholars.
At what point in this story were you when you lost your dad?
I had about another 45 years left in my sentence. So I was probably about 22 to 24. It was in 2006, and it was very comforting for him to tell me that he lived a good life and that he was proud of what I had achieved and that I wasn't going to spend the next 30 years in prison. And with that, he gave me some consolation. And I've continued to hold true to his belief, the immigrant belief, which is if you work hard and get an education, you can do great things in this country. When I was sitting in a cell or I was hitting rock bottom, all those memories, all those examples, all those people and all those models came back to me. I didn't listen to my dad, but I didn't forget his words, because my dad saw and foresaw this potential that I have today when I didn't see it.
And he's not around to hear you talking to me.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
I think he knew. I think he knew he installed something in you. Angel, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure, John.
Angel Sanchez is a graduate of Valencia College, a Jack Kent Cook Scholar, and a former judicial aide. He's currently enrolled in the University of Central Florida, majoring in political science and legal studies with a minor in sociology. To hear more of the stories in our Community College Challenge series, please visit thetakeaway.org/communitycollege.